I too want to start out by thanking Athletic Director Mark Harlan, Coach Witt, appreciate and love you, and grateful for the university leadership for allowing me the opportunity to address you all today. My message is simple, but it's sincere, and that is that I am extremely sorry. First and foremost, let me be clear, I am against racism of any kind, and I'm determined to take an active role at the university and in my community in being part of the solution and change. I want to apologize to the young men I have coached and am coaching currently. I had the opportunity to address the full team yesterday morning, and I expressed to them the complete embarrassment I feel for having hurt them and my fellow colleagues in any way. I've reached out to many of my former teammates, players, to offer my apologies, but have not had the opportunity of connecting with all of them. So, gentlemen, if you're listening, I apologize. Excuse me. I apologize. I'm particularly mindful of the young men of color whom I have had the blessing of coaching. I understand that my insensitivity and extreme lack of judgment have caused some, if not all of you, to lose trust and faith in me. I sincerely hope that you will give me the opportunity to gain that trust back. I also wish to apologize to the university students and faculty, to the athletic department, and to those who have worked so hard to create the kind of safe, diverse culture that makes our athletic department family so special. Finally, I want to apologize to the University of Utah fan base, to my family and friends, and to anyone who's been hurt or offended by my insensitive actions. I'm grateful for the former and current players, coaches, University of Utah employees, and everyone who took part in this investigation. I acknowledge and respect the courage of our players, both past and present, who spoke honestly about their experiences. I also want to thank those who've reached out in support the last few weeks. It's meant the world to me. This has been a very fair and professional process, and I am in complete support of the steps the university took to complete this investigation. Again, I want to apologize. I've taught my players never to make excuses or point the finger when owning their actions, and I'm adhering to that same advice. I own up to my past conduct and accept fully the consequences of that conduct. I'm committed to learning from this and becoming a better person, father, husband, mentor, and coach. Thank you.